7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, pay attention, Toad. Damn. All right, let's do this thing. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And oh my God, what could possibly be happening? Oh, you know what's going on already. Oh, it's another day at the cat factory. Yeah, so here I am, walking through the cat factory. I'm trying... Yeah, hi. Yeah, hey, you guys, what's up, man? Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, no, it's hot, but I'm just right here walking around. Yeah, because of the air conditioning. Yeah, I know, it's hotter than hell. Yeah. Really? Damn, sir. Wow, I had no idea. Well, how's production then? Okay. Well, try to make it up on the swing shift. Okay. Yeah, I'm really happy to see you guys too. It's been a while, but yeah, I gotta do the show. You guys, I gotta do the show. And you need to get your kitty asses back to work. Oh my God. This is why you never come to the cat factory. You get mobbed by cats who should be doing their jobs. Okay, look, here comes the boss. Yeah, I'm out of here. Let's run down this aisle here really quick. Okay. So, yeah, I'll talk to those guys later. Anyway, as I was saying, the current time is 19:34, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and somebody left a cup of tea right here. Oh, it's delicious. It's Chaguanyin. Yummy. Yeah, so anyway, I had to come to the cat factory today. Just so I could get some exercise. It's so hot outside today, and so humid, that all of the humidity has condensed on my windows. And so all the windows in my house are like fogged up, and not that that's a bad thing, but you can't see outside, which is fine, because there's nothing to see outside, because it's so blazingly hot that nobody's doing anything, including me. I'm not doing anything except waiting for the plumber. When does the plumber show up? In like an hour or something, so... Yeah, that's good. Except, how am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? When am I going to eat? I'll figure it out later. So here we are, having a weather and sinus day. And so, we got to figure out something to do. Oh, and here comes my cat. Hey, Peppa, who's a good baby? You're a good baby, huh? Are you helping out at the cat factory today? Yeah, that's good. You're a good baby. So, in case you're wondering, in case you're a new listener and you've never visited the cat factory before, I should probably point out that this is not a factory that makes cats. That's just ridiculous. Don't be stupid. You don't make cats in a factory. This is just a factory where cats are making stuff. This is a plastic injection molding factory run by cats who are currently making... there's a bin of them over here. Hold on a second. Let me grab... They're currently making these little plastic things. What the hell is this? Oh, yeah, they're making the bodies to these little plastic kitchen timers. And, yeah, there's a... It's just sort of a... how do I describe it? It's just sort of a rectangular box that's in two halves, a top and a bottom. It's about 8 or 9 millimeters thick, and it's about 30 millimeters by 40 millimeters, rounded corners, and there's a couple of holes in one side where the little timer screen pokes through and where the little buttons go. And then there's the back that is a different shape, but you know, still whatever. Anyway, yeah, so apparently they're churning out kitchen timers, or at least the kitchen timer bodies. And they've graciously left me a nice big pot of Che Guan Yin to drink here in the cat factory once again. So nice of them. So what are we going to do today? Well, to be perfectly honest, I've got nothing. What are we going to do? I have no idea. I'm looking around. Maybe I wrote something down on these napkins over here. Yeah, the weather's making my sinuses absolutely crazy, too. I got this sinus pressure. My sinuses are going zing, zing. Let's be annoying. And I said, no, thank you. And they said, well, let's be annoying anyway. And I said, yeah, you do that. All right, so on this napkin, what do we have? We have a whole bunch of anime titles written down that I need to watch or I'm thinking about watching. A note to get, I need to buy a gyro cutter. yeah, here's a comment. Here's a comment I made to myself a few nights ago. Origami Gojira. Yeah, so basically what I was thinking there is origami, the traditional Japanese art or craft, the tradition of folding paper into interesting shapes. And, you know, there's a lot of beginner-level stuff. There's some intermediary stuff. I can talk really good today. So I was thinking, you know, the Japanese, they can fold just about any animal up into out of a piece of paper. You know, you see cranes most often, but you often see bugs and rhino beetles and elephant and, you know, animals. Very, very popular origami subject. And Japanese is a very traditional origami pastime and activity. So I was thinking, certainly there has to be an origami Godzilla out there somewhere, right? Surely there's been some Japanese origami enthusiast at an expert level who has thought, I've been doing this for many years now. And I've exhausted all the animals, and I'm an expert. What can I possibly do next? What could possibly be the next challenge for me at my level of origami? I know. Gojira desu. So that's what I want. I want a giant paper Godzilla. When I say giant paper Godzilla, I don't mean life size. I don't mean like 1-to-1 scale. Yeah, I'm just thinking like, you know, like 1/12 scale. You know, just Origami Godzilla. It's kind of a combination of all the best, you know, Japanese stuff all wrapped up in one. One big paper kaiju. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, instead of telling us all of your stupid ideas, why don't you just give us an update on some of your projects? Well, yeah, I've been slacking. Plus, with all this sink stuff and the having to wait for the plumber and do all the blah, 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 I've been busy. I haven't done anything. I haven't really gotten around to doing much of anything, especially with the knife on a stick project. Good tea. But don't get me wrong, I have been thinking about the knife on a stick project. And Another small detail sort of occurred to me, and I thought, oh boy, what are we going to do about that? Okay, well, I have no idea. Oh, wait, I didn't tell you what the whole problem was yet, okay. Wait, damn it, hold on. Hey, what's going on? Oh my god, okay, these guys are coming back, they're gonna... Hold on, we'll get into this in a minute. While I deal with these guys, you listen to this.
Perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Cool Beans?
Uncle Grandfather, he's so hilarious. Okay. I've managed to lose all those cats. They all went back to their workstations. To continue their... plastic injection molding careers. Alright, so what was I talking about? Oh yeah, knife on a stick. Good tea. Right, so recently I've been thinking about the whole knife on a stick project again. And I've been enjoying my efforts so far. You know, I've got two knives on sticks. Pretty happy about that. But the thing that has come up, the thing that has occurred to me, is that there's also going to have to be some kind of cultural change, some kind of cultural evolution. Let me back up. Let's start at the beginning here. Let me explain what I'm talking about. The committee is perfectly well aware that I, your chairman, am a huge fan of the Beggar's Opera, Three Penny Opera, whatever you want to call it. There is an old folk story, comes out of Europe somewhere, who the hell knows. I actually sort of do know it's an English thing, but blah, blah, blah. There's this old story, and it's generally referred to as the Beggar's Opera. But I think everyone today knows it best as Three Penny Opera. A little bit of Kurt Weill, a little bit of Bertolt Brecht, and a lot of Lottie Lenya. And we have the Three Penny Opera. I'm a big fan, and I'm a huge fan of all the characters. I just love the concept of stealing a wedding. You know, how do you steal something that's intangible? How can there be theft of an intangible item? And I'm not talking about intellectual property. No, how do you steal? Yeah, okay. Regardless. Now, the problem here, and how this relates to some of my projects, and you were thinking there's no relation, this is just Tubb doing his random weird crap again. No. Let's talk about the main character of Three Penny Opera. Now, traditionally, we know him as Mackie Messer. That's his German name, Mackie Messer. Not how it's pronounced in German, but I don't know how to do any German pronunciation. Or English pronunciation, for that matter. But don't worry, I will persevere. I have a lot of perseverance, and I will persevere to be able to speak English better. Okay, what character am I talking about? You know what character I'm talking about.
No, Tobe, we don't have any idea what you're talking about. You're always talking about crazy crap, and we sit here and go, oh my god, this guy's hilarious. What the hell is he talking about? Nobody knows.
Yes, you know. You know. And you know what I'm talking about, because one of the songs from Three Penny Opera, the musical version, has become a hit in the Great American Songbook. This is a song that everybody knows. This is a song that was even performed and recorded by Bobby Darin back not all that long ago, and was a big hit. And this particular character, Mackie Messer, he's got that signature song that everybody knows. And that signature song, however, is going to have to be changed. And that's going to be problematic, because what song am I talking about? That's right, Mac the Knife. And I can tell that you're already figuring out what this is going to have to turn into. That's right, Mac the Knife on a Stick. How's that song going to go? That's going to be tricky to work into the song as it is. Oh, the shark has. Could that someone be Mackie Knife this on a stick? No, that's not gonna fly. I mean, who are you jiving with that cosmic debris?
I could reach Nirvana tonight if I was ready, willing, and able. to pay him his regular fee. He would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
"Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, "You might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too." And I said, "Guru, are you anyway?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste your time." And your preparations and ram it up your snout.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumble jumble then I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his reins and rocket rods and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
"The price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it.
Yo, you guys heard that too? Yeah, it's Zappa. You guys a big fan? Yeah. Okay, so the cats in this factory are big fans of Frank Zappa doing cosmic debris-free. I don't know what happens. I don't know what's going on around here. I have no concept of reality whatsoever today. And it's because I'm waiting for a plumber. That's my excuse. Yeah, when is that happening? And when am I going to eat? How am I going to get food? Does that mean I'm eating? No, I can't do any cooking if the plumber's in the kitchen. Am I going to eat tacos? No, I ate tacos yesterday. Had those leftover tacos yesterday. So delicious. With the sauce. Oh, I love the sauce. And with lots of little pico. and with some Tabasco too, because that's always good. I love me some Tabasco sauce. I said a brand name. Okay, I should point out that I am not receiving any compensation for this, you know, product placement here during the Dubious Goals Committee. But I have to say that, Tabasco sauce is a product that I use and I love. I love many different kinds of hot sauce, but, you know, Tabasco's one of them. I'm a huge fan. And, now I kind of want hot sauce. Nom, 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 nom. What do I have that I can put some hot sauce on? Yeah, nothing. Oh, but it occurs to me, I think I have... Yeah, don't I have a couple of bratwursts left? Yeah. Do I have some bratwurst buns? Yeah, did I tell you I bought the wrong mustard? Yeah, I ran out of the good mustard, right? Or I didn't run out, I was getting low, so I thought I'd be smart and buy the new mustard before the old mustard ran out. And so when I was at the store, I was walking by the mustard aisle, and I thought, okay, which is the one that I want? Because there's 18 bottles that all look exactly the same. All the same brand, just different styles and flavors and everything. I'm sitting there looking at the bottle, and I'm looking at the bottles as I'm driving, walking by, and there's the one, and I grab it. Except I grabbed the wrong one. I grabbed the honey mustard, not the honey Dijon mustard. Oh, but it's okay, because it's still pretty good, and I still have some of the Dijon mustard left over. So what I've been doing is doing one little stripe of the honey Dijon and one stripe of the honey mustard. The honey mustard's a little bit sweeter than the Dijon. So I've been sort of, you know, combination mixing them so I become accustomed to the honey mustard when I run out of the honey Dijon mustard. See what I'm talking about here? I'm acclimating myself to the new mustard. because oh my God, what the hell kind of show is this? What a terrible radio show. I'm just talking about nothing. We haven't even gotten to anything important yet. Except for maybe that whole Mac the knife on a stick thing. How's that going to work out exactly? I don't know. Yeah, oh man, yeah, and here comes the entire damn crew again. So many freaking cats in a cat factory. You wouldn't think they would have plastic injection molding factories manned by cats, but, you know, it's a labor thing. This is America. You can't hire American human beings to work in a factory anymore because, we don't want to work there. You don't pay us enough. Well, it's not like you're really skilled. All you got to do is push this button, and no, I'm not going to pay you $30 an hour to push this button once every 90 seconds. And, of course, everybody complains about shipping manufacturing jobs overseas and blah, blah, blah. We got to keep it. We got to keep all this stuff in America because we want products that are made in America. Well, what do you want? Do you want products that are made in America, or do you want to pay this guy $30 an hour to push a button every 90 seconds? Yeah, not going to happen. So, yeah, it's either ship everything off to India or China, or you have to find yourself a new labor force. And we all know what Donald Trump thinks about the Mexicans. Oh, we can't have any Mexicans. Well, yeah, well, who are you going to get to do this job? Cats. Yeah, and that's how you end up with cat plastic injection molding factories, making bodies for kitchen timers. And all kinds of other useless stuff. All right, maybe we need to get on topic. Let's get on topic. And that oh my God, look at the time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Huh?
infection molding.